Greetings. I am Queen of the Stars, coming to you from the liminal space where time isn't linear and multidimensional frequencies are alive and present, emanating from me to inspire truth, authenticity, balance, liberation, and cosmic alignment. True to my name, I travel the stars and cosmos far and wide through my emotional technology, and have created this podcast to prophecy, in other words, to declare or foretell through divine inspiration. This podcast is going to involve time travel, jumping past, future, and parallel timelines to share wisdom and inspired journeys from resonant souls and high vibrational beings. Queen Prophecies is a conscious act in service of all on their unique paths to assist in the upgrades and activations at this precise moment on Earth. Sit back and enjoy the frequencies. Take a journey with Queen. Today, we are traveling via the waterways of Earth and teleporting via the sacred springs to the ancient Isle of Avalon. For it is these lands attuned to the heart frequency of the Mother, Pachamama, and the Mother Dragon of all, that have offered me relevant and direct experiences related to the journey of the lovers. First of all, this is a lived journey, not one from books nor movies that I now regurgitate to you. It is my story of divine union, and from a heart open and vulnerable space, I share these intimate tales with you now. From the Middle East to the Americas, and from the Americas to the Celtic Isles of Avalon and Ayer, I have been questing for my Yanantin, my beloved complementary opposite. Now the twists and turns of my serpentine-led awakening have prompted this very potent portal year 2021, the year of revelation about love, partnership, union, and of course, deep surrender to the changing tides, streams, and waterways that make up my twin flame journey. Let's slither into today's story time. Hello, you beautiful, beautiful beings. I am here transmitting from the heart chakra of Avalon, beautiful, multidimensional time and space, and I have a very heart-centered episode to bring through today. And if the title gave you any indication of the threads that are possible with this podcast, we are going to talk about the lovers. We are going to talk about divine union, hieros gamos, the sacred marriage, and the spiritual marriage that is really alive in my life and is in large part responsible for me coming back to Avalon. So I'm calling this the lover's journey to Avalon, because dun dun dun, I came to Avalon for love. I returned to Avalon for love. And when I say for love, I mean it in every sense of the word. The frequency of love that is alive in these lands, in these Celtic lands, I was going to say of Ireland, but you know, it's because it's a part of the story. The Celtic lands of Avalon, the Celtic lands of these isles in the Atlantic, England, Scotland, and Ayr. these places have a heart frequency and a heart connection to me, to my soul, to my soul's development and expansion and evolution. And when I say I journeyed here for love, I know that a lot of you are perhaps picturing me arriving to a beloved that already was here, to some man that lived here in Avalon that I wanted to join with. And in a sense, you're right. And in a sense, you're way off, because the energy that pulled me here is the energy of my beloved, is the energy and the frequency of my twin flame, my perfect mirror, my yanantin, as we say in Peru, complementary opposite. Your yanantin, your twin flame, your beloved, is a frequency, is a vibration, is a call that, like dolphins and whales, is sonar in its power and its potential to call us to certain places, to help us move in the world if we're listening and if our heart is open to go on that quest. So some of you may have clicked on this podcast because it's called The Lovers. And The Lovers is one of the major arcana in tarot. If you know anything about tarot and my connection to oracling and these very, very potent archetypes that exist, that exist in this realm for us, but really they exist beyond time and space because they help us connect to universal energies. The universal energy of the lover is so much bigger than, you know, the energy that you would find in a card, the energy that you would find, you know, in this 3D reality, in Earth, time and space. The energy of the lovers, the archetype of the lovers, is bigger than Earth, is bigger than this galaxy, is bigger than many galaxies and many star nations and star clusters and constellations, and it goes on and on and on. And the reason I'm bringing this through is because this is a cosmic and galactic podcast. I am encoded that way. I've been making the connections. I've been seeing that this call from my lover, this call from my beloved, my Vesica Pisces, which I'm going to get into explaining that piece that is very, very connected to Avalon and very connected to my story as a traveler and someone remembering and picking up soul aspects of herself and discovering, rediscovering, remembering sacred geometry on the Greek Isles, Pythagoras, Pythagoreo, as we call him in Greece. There's just so much that wants to come through, so I'm going to warn you. Warning. This is a big fucking frequency. This is bigger than maybe you even signed up for. But if you saw the beginning of this episode in video form, you saw me anointing myself with spikenard. And spikenard is no mere mortal's sacred oil. This is an oil of divine union. This is a sacred oil that is mentioned both biblically. It's mentioned in ancient texts. It originates in India. And I have been working with spikenard now for a little over a year and a half. So I know how spikenard is also weaving in my life and helping me make these very, very big connections in regards to love, in regards to Avalon, in regards to the heart chakra. So let's take it back a little bit and let's talk about where did I come from when I was deciding that I needed to arrive to Avalon? Where did the journey begin, but not really begin? Where did the last chapter end that then allowed me to begin anew in Avalon? So last year I spent 10 months in the sacred lands of Peru, in the sacred valley, in the sacred Amazon, in the Ombligo del Mundo, which is basically the belly button of the planet, is what we call Cusco. So 10 months in these lands, really healing, really shedding lots of serpentine energies and storylines. You can refer back to some of the previous podcasts when I talk about ayahuasca, when I talk about huachuma and some of these very sacred medicines, tobacco, my connection to tobacco, connection to medicine, connection to sacred earth medicine, and at the same time, sacred universal medicine, because everything here on earth has its mirror in the stars, has its mirror in the cosmos. And so the frequencies that we get to experience when we are in sacred ceremony with sacred master plants, they start shifting reality for us. They start reorganizing our DNA. They start reactivating our multidimensional selves, pure potentiality, where anything is possible again, because we come back to a place of pure love, pure knowing, pure surrender, pure neutrality, androgyny even. And so Peru led me to return to California. Born in California, born in the City of Angels, and I stopped over there for a little family connection, reconnection, and then made my way to Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta being the root chakra of this planet, of course, she had these very, very powerful initiations for me. She had so much remembrance. She guided me beautifully, held me beautifully in a 3-week portal of time. She invited me to her sacred snow-capped mountain on the beautiful winter solstice and also the day prior to winter solstice. So I was really receiving lots of high frequencies and beautiful star connections with my star family, my galactic family, my universal family, and of course making the connections already that Avalon was on the horizon, that England was on my radar, that I needed to journey to Avalon at the very start of this year cycle of 2021, because someone and something big was waiting for me. And when I say someone was waiting for me, I can go off of many threads with that. One of them being that I was waiting for me on the other side of a certain threshold. I was waiting to meet myself in the heart chakra. I was waiting to welcome myself home, welcome myself to greater love, welcome myself to greater joy, greater power, greater magic, I was waiting for Ariana, who had shed and shed and who grew leaps and bounds in the cycles in Peru and California. And I was waiting for her to show up in Avalon, to lead her by the hand and to lead her by the heart and tell her that it was okay, that it was okay to expand even greater, but also to open myself to receiving from other people, to receiving from soul family that I aligned with in Avalon. I met two beautiful sisters that I do trust with my life. I aligned to a lot of sisterhood, magic, priestess remembrance with them. And beyond that, I mean, these are just little words to help bring through some of the sentiment, but it's so much bigger than that. But these sisters were helping me remember. They were helping me remember who the hell Ariana is in relation to Avalon, in relation to this part of the world here in Europe, in England, in these isles, these power spots, these spots that are connected to the heavens and to inner earth and to the other worlds, the worlds of the fae, the worlds of dragons, the water worlds of my heart and of my soul. And in aligning with soul family, many other things began to unfold. The first one being, maybe there's no man waiting for me here in Avalon like I thought. Maybe the love that I believed and was receiving messages about already, about come to Avalon, he's there, he's here. Come to Avalon, come and see. Maybe all of that was also a bit of a mind game or a bit of a cosmic joke. I love this phrase, cosmic joke, because in the end, this whole almost year cycle, I'm moving into 11 and a half months here in Avalon, minus a month in Ireland, but moving into this almost year cycle of completion here in Avalon. And basically the cosmic joke is, was there ever even a man here, a lover, my Yanantin? Was he ever here? Is he here? Will he be here at some point? And I have surrendered into yes and no. Maybe, yes, no, maybe, possible, probable, and that's okay. That's okay that I don't know. That's okay that my higher self took the wheel and said, listen, we know you are driven by love. We know how strong and how loud your heart chakra is, and that if your heart speaks to you, that you move your ass, you change continents, you change your reality for love, and to honor that voice that speaks to you from this space. And so, you know, we're gonna throw some little hints, some little fairy magic in the air. And when I say fairy magic, I really fucking mean it, because Avalon was speaking to me during a medicine journey in Peru when I was sitting and laying by this sacred stream of water. And part of the medicine journey was extremely potent messages from these serpent women and these sirens and nymph energies that were in the water. And it moved into this kind of fey, magical fairy energy that told me, Glastonbury, 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 Avalon, heart chakra. And then they said the word wedding and all of these things. And I swear this feels like a confession, but if that's what it is, so be it. I confess that the fae told me to go to Avalon for love and for marriage, a wedding, a very special wedding, they said. And I listened and I took it to heart. And many other synchronicities and alignments got me to Avalon on January 1st of 2021. Just taking a breath here to highlight that this episode is in deep collaboration with Xiomara Crystal, the Awenith of Avalon. Creating music inspired by Avalon for the love of Avalon and all its beings, her new song, Anwil, which means beloved in Welsh, is a powerful bridge into the other world. Her music is linked in the episode description and can be found on Spotify and streaming platforms. I cannot wait to share next year some future collaborations that my sister, Xiomara, and I have planned for you from Avalon, but more will be announced in 2022. Now I invite you to follow her voice and meet in the land of Avalon. Feel the frequencies that await you in the heart chakra, in this land of the Fae, land of the forever living, and land of divine union.
Searching for the answers, but they
And so all of that magic in the air led me on the beautiful path of divine union, but it was more of a divine union within. It was more of an inner marriage. Hieros gamos is Greek for the sacred marriage or the spiritual marriage, but it actually does not specify a marriage between two people. It can literally be an inner marriage, a marriage of energy, energies joining. And in this case, they just happen to be my energies. They happen to be my inner masculine and my inner feminine coming to a place of peace, love, union, completion, and therefore also expansion. It's taken the whole of this year. It's taken the whole of this year to realize what a gift, what a magical gift I gave myself, what a magical gift my guides, the dragons, the fae, the waters, the land, the sacred land of Avalon, the earth herself, the wind, the breath, the mist, the rain, the hail, the snow. I'm talking about all of it because I experienced all of it in Avalon this year. How all of those pieces were bringing me into spiritual and sacred union and marriage within myself. And believe me, as someone that has been preparing themselves for divine union with another, there have been moments where I've been like, Spirit, why? Why am I doing all this work and I'm not seeing the mirror reflection? I'm not seeing my partner show up. I'm not seeing my king show up, you know, offering me love, offering me the world as I deserve. But truly, every one of those moments where I've questioned, where I've argued with my guides, where I've argued with my higher self, and I've argued with Avalon and the Fae and the heart chakra, and I've said, what else? What else can I do? How can I serve and how can I show up in the world so that I receive what I most desire right now? I say right now because this is true. It's so alive in everything that I do. I pour my heart into everything that I do. And I know that the universe is constantly refilling my cup. The endless source, the endless mother and the endless father that is source is refilling my cup over and over and over again so that it's always overflowing, so that I am literally just oozing union codes, love, beauty, bliss, trust, surrender, all of these things. And all of this time that I argue with them and I say, when does the outer get to reflect the inner? They just keep referring me back to the past moments where I didn't value myself. I didn't value myself as a woman. I didn't value myself as a spiritual master, medicine woman, as a healer. I didn't value myself as a creative, a voice, a leader. I didn't value all these aspects of myself. And how beautiful my journey has been, that it deserves being honored, and it deserves being honored from a place where I get to honor myself. I get to speak those words, those affirmations of love. I get to look at myself in the mirror or wherever, my reflection in the water, or I just get to close my eyes and meditate and tap into my soul. My soul, and say, shit, man, you've exceeded even my expectations. As a human, I have exceeded my expectations of how I have shown up in the world thus far as a 34-year-old woman. And I know a lot of people cannot say that. I know a lot of people cannot say that because a lot of people don't put themselves first. A lot of people don't make the difficult choices, breaking up with certain people, ending relationships that are toxic, closing chapters that are ready to be closed, to be completed. The exchange, the lessons, the karmic things, when they complete, a lot of us hold on. I've done that as well. But a lot of other people hold on for a lot longer. And if this is you, and if you have found this transmission today, I say this with all of the love and all of my own knowing and reflection. Let me just reflect back to you like a mirror, like a beautiful still lake. Let me mirror back to you that you are your number one priority in this life. You are your number one lover in this life. And should you be aligned enough and blessed enough and work your ass hard enough to align with your sacred Yanantin, your beloved, that's a bonus. That is literally like the bonus of lifetimes, to receive love and union in the physical, uniting masculine and feminine bodies, minds, and spirits. But you still are your number one. So I ask you, are you putting yourself first? Are you treating yourself like you are your number one? Are you loving yourself? Are you... yeah, are you... are you loving yourself? Like if the world ended tomorrow, you would applaud yourself for what you have done for yourself in this lifetime. And for listening to your heart, even when she had tough words for you, even when she asked you to do difficult things, asked you to walk a path of hermitage, or that asked you to be celibate for a time, or that asked you to divorce, or that asked you to not have children, or that asked you to have children. You know, this heart knows, your heart knows what is for you in this life and what is possible. And last night when I was tuning into the energy of this podcast, I really, really wanted to get it right to the T. I wanted to understand the frequency and the importance of this message that I've been sitting with and praying with for a while, because nobody wants to hear somebody talk about divine union and get it wrong. We want to hear people talk about divine union because they truly understand. They truly understand the importance and the alchemy of love, the power of the heart, the power of the ineffable force that is the fifth element, spirit, love, the love frequency, what moves the world truly when the earth is aligned, what truly moves the earth, what truly moves people is love. Always has been, always will be. Just because we see a world right now that doesn't reflect that back to us doesn't mean that it's not still here in us and that it's not our responsibility to show up every day in love, in authenticity, in truth, and to expand from this place so that other people could wake up. What is it that she's on? What is it that she's vibrating? Or he's vibrating. There is something, there's something to that. I want some of that. I wanna have a shot of that in the morning because it's yummy. It's inspiring. It's addicting, but in the best way possible. And in terms of getting this right, did a beautiful oracle and tarot spread last night, and I wanted to understand, where am I in all of this storyline with my beloved, and why I came to Avalon for him, as one part of the journey. And of course, I've already explained how the other part was the first part, the most important part was meeting myself and falling deeper in love with myself. And the cards were very surreal, let's say. I received the card in this crystal skull deck, which I'll put all the links in the description. It's pretty epic. It's brand new to me. But I received the skull that is called Dream Big. And it represents the void. It represents the zero point field. It represents the space and time and continuum where anything is possible. When you think about the dreams that you've had in your life, the dreams that perhaps you've shared with people, or perhaps you've never shared with people because you didn't want them to shit on your dreams, but you've held these dreams in your heart, and sometimes they have felt so big, so beautiful, so expansive, so beyond anything you could justify to anyone or put into words even in some way. Those are the dreams. That is the frequency that exists within our heart space. And that is the frequency that actually drives me. Seeing infinite possibilities, seeing that endings are only beginnings, and beginnings lead to endings that lead to beginnings. You know, it's this full trust and full surrender in the journey. Remember, I'm calling this journey to Avalon, and for now it's been a journey to Avalon, a journey through Avalon, an expansion from Avalon weaving to other places like the Emerald Isle, like beautiful, beautiful Ireland that just has so much magic and so much remembrance to my soul as well, that even in this little oracle reading that I did last night, the Ireland energy is present, this dolphin energy that is called Start Anew, Begin Again. Rebirth the earth. It's got these beautiful whales and dolphins and this mermaid, and she's inside of this underwater, inside of this beautiful shell, like the Venus de Milo energy. But this card in particular is connected to a dolphin in Dingle, Ireland. So I look at the synchronicities, I look at the symbolism in everything in my life, because sometimes we miss things if we're just looking at the most, I don't know, if we're looking at the most blatant things, if we look at the subtle energies, if we feel into the subtle energies, if we use beautiful divination tools, beautiful crystals, incense, special sacred water, spring water, if we bathe ourselves in the ocean, in the elements, barefoot on the land, we get to tap into the subtle realms. We get to tap into the power of the messages that come from spirit, that are like this this quest, this hunt, this labyrinth spiraling energy, where we get to search and we get to try things out and trial and error and see what feels good and see where feels good and see what messages spirit will keep repeating in different places and spaces and in different ways. And for me right now, it's Ireland. There is something about my beloved and Ireland. And whether or not I know the full story doesn't even matter. I just know how it feels in my body when I say Ireland or Emerald Heart or Emerald Isle and I tap into him. And I'm like, he's connected to Ireland. He's connected to Avalon, but he's connected to Ireland somehow. And I trust that. And I want you to start thinking, I want you to start really noticing, when is the universe giving you these signs, these feelings in your body where you're like, huh, dream big. Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming of this person? Are you dreaming of the sacred union, both within and without, where you get to vibrate in that pure love frequency, where that gets to be your default? And when everybody starts really sinking into love as the default, well, Earth shifts, this planet shifts, reality shifts. This card says, start anew, begin again, rebirth the Earth. So living in our true love frequency rebirths our realms, our 3D realm as well. This reality, this earth life, this lifetime, this timeline we're on. I'm going to weave a little bit of Avalon magic in the form of the apple, because Avalon is the Isle of Apples. She is a potent time-space continuum. She is a hub for light and dark, as a lot of these power points on the planet are. But she will always call the right beings, the right souls, the seekers, you know, the priestesses, the priests, the shamans, the medicine woman. She'll call all of us to her island, her isle at some point. And she will offer us choices. She will offer us love. And she might ask for something in return. She might offer us magic and ask for something in return. She might offer us remembrance and ask for something in return. And I think the most beautiful thing that I've seen now in living here in a year cycle, almost completing that cycle, and giving so much of my time and energy and love to nourishing her, to asking her, what do you need from me today? How can I show up for you? You brought me here. You healed my heart in so many ways. You cracked me open. You reconnected me to sisters that I've known across time and space from lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. You've helped me heal my pain about not getting the love story that I wanted with previous partners. You've really, really changed my life. You've changed my being. You've changed my heart. You've helped me move more into my high heart. And how can I serve you? How can I show up for you now? And she answers and she says, do this for me. Go here for me. Sing here for me. Rattle here for me. Drum here for me. Burn some incense here. Light a candle here. Tone in this location. Sleep and play and dance in this location. I mean, she's beyond. She just knows what she is capable of giving, which is literally everything. And she knows those souls that are willing to give back from an authentic heart place of gratitude and of love for this planet, of love for her land, for her magical vortex that is Avalon. So I'd like to take a moment and just say, if you've ever been called to the Emerald Isle, they're so connected. I'm just, in this moment, I'm just going to say, for me, for my truth, Avalon does extend to the parameters of Ireland. There's deep connection. There's just this deep knowing that it's so much bigger than what we know today of what the Isle is, what Glastonbury and the surrounding areas, what counts as Avalon. So when I was journeying in Ireland, what I really understood was the Atlantean connection. The Atlantean civilizations, the ancient civilizations on this earth actually were either joined in one landmass that was Ireland, the Emerald Isle, and also the Isle of Avalon, and also some other isles. Or if not, they were just deeply, deeply connected and very easy to travel from one place to the other. So it was like they were not really separate from each other. They were quite interconnected in how they, and how they operated, in what was shared, in what was learned from these places, these lands, and these waters, the Atlantic Ocean, the dolphin beings in the waters here, and the whales, and all of the beautiful sea creatures that were very much a part of this age where water was everything, where water was so sacred and so needed and so incorporated in everything that people did, in magic, in lovemaking, you know, the way we anoint ourselves with water or oil or incense. You know, these are things that I remember from Avalon and from the Emerald Isle and from Atlantis, as well as many other places, but these are the ones that are standing out. And so I ask you, have you seen sacred waters? Have you felt into the potency of the sacred waters of this earth, of the codes that they hold, of the frequency that they still are holding us to? They ask us to join them in a higher frequency, like the whales and the dolphins and all these beings and these interdimensionals and the fae. And they ask us to step up in frequency, drink the sacred waters, drink the sacred spring waters, bathe in the sacred waters of this earth everywhere you can. Any time that it is available to you, and you will start to elevate beyond belief, like literally beyond belief, what will shift in your life, what will change, how you will change. You won't even recognize yourself in 3 months. You won't recognize yourself in 6 months. In a year, you will have also started some amazing path, project, relationship, something. Because this is what Avalon, the heart, this is what it's all about. This is what it does for all of us. I'm feeling like there's going to be a part two to this. I really, really, truly believe that this is not a topic that could be talked about in one episode. So from the bottom of my heart, I close this energy. Part two to come. May you know that the divine union and the divine spiritual and sacred marriage within is the most important, is here for us already. And there's an invitation right now for you to just swim into that stream, into that timeline, into that path. And in part two, we'll go even deeper. Many, many, many blessings to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching, listening. It's my honor. It's my honor to serve Avalon and the collective consciousness that is tuning in to these types of transmissions. It's a pleasure and an honor, and it's part of my joy here. Many, many blessings. Till the next one.